What do you call a white folk man?
A poor white person.
Poor white folk.
Uh-huh.
She married, she ain't got no home for that.
Right. And she has a child. What would that child be called?
He'd be called a bastard like the rest.
He'd be called a bastard too. Now suppose the people that you work for, suppose they are very rich. Now suppose they have a child out of wedlock. What would you call that child?
Same thing.
You call him a bastard.
Yeah.
You would, but they would.
What they call it?
They would. Wouldn't they just say he's illegitimate?
He's only illegitimate child. Yeah.
But then for blacks and poor whites, he probably, well, he used to be categorized as a bastard child, but. People are getting away from that now.
Called child.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard the terms Sunday baby or buzzard egg, catch coat, or any of those terms?
Oh, somebody had a Sunday coat or Sunday hat?
Sunday baby for a child that's born out of wedlock.
Sunday baby?
Uh-huh.
I was born on Sunday?
No, this is for a child that's born to an unmarried woman. Have you ever heard a child call that?
It's a Sunday baby?
Yeah. A child that's born to an unmarried mother. Have you ever heard it termed as a Sunday baby?
Oh, no, I never heard that.
I never heard that. Okay. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
naughty child.
No, she's the same thing as Jane, but I want you to tell me what she is.
Oh, she's good.
Jane is a loving child. Mm-hmm. But Peggy is a lot more what?
A lot more love.
Okay. Your brother's son is called your what?
My first cousin.
Your brother's son.
Oh, he's my nephew.
All right. I was reading a play the other day, and this man's brother's son was called his cousin. Have you ever heard that term?
Cousin?
Uh-huh.
Called his brother his cousin?
Called his brother's son his cousin. Have you ever heard that term used?
You mean a man called his brother, his
cousin.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you could be kindred, you know. That's his nephew.
Yeah, but you had never heard him called
no,
cousin.
No.
All right. A child that's lost his father and mother is called what?
Mother's and father's child.
All right. Where does he live? If both parents, he lost both his parents.
Well, some 97 to orphan home, or somebody adopted him, or some of the people take him to raise him.
All right. Now, this is what I want you to think about. A person appointed to look after an orphan is its what?
Guardian.
Okay. If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she asked all...
Oh, ask nobody but a family.
What would you call a family?
I call a family. Uh-huh. The kinfolk.
Okay. Yes, she has the same family name and does look a little bit like me, but I'm actually, finish that sentence out. She has the same name that I do, and she looks a little bit like me, but I'm actually...
I'm not a mother.
No.
She ain't kin to me.
Okay. Someone who comes into town and no one has ever seen him before, he's a what?
Yeah, he come out of the country or he's a foreigner.
Okay. What about a newcomer?
Yeah, newcomer.
A newcomer to town. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a common name for a girl. What's a common name for a girl?
I just call her a girl. Something, you know. Old times, you just call her a gal and all that.
Alright. Now, the sisters in the Bible at whose house Jesus stayed?
And Mary.
Alright. Who were the sisters of Lazarus?
Mary and Martha.
Okay. Do you know what George Washington's wife was named?
No, I don't.
Alright, now her name was Martha also. Mm-hmm. Okay, a nickname for Helen. Do you know a nickname for Helen?
Nickname for Helen?
Helen, uh-huh.
No.
Okay, the name of the girl in the song about Aunt Dinah.